Welcome! Today, we're diving into something that feels like the future is officially here, Claude Cowork. It's a brand new way to interact with AI, and it promises to outperform 99% of people on the planet. I am so excited for this.
It's an absolute game changer. We've taken the raw, incredible power of Claude Code, which people have heard so much about, and wrapped it in a user interface that is so simple, anyone can use it. Your mom, your dad, you. No more complicated terminal commands.
That's the key, right? Because Claude Code went viral, but it felt, well, technical. For beginners, it was a bit intimidating. So Cowork is the answer to that?
That's exactly it. It harnesses the exact same powerful agent, we call it the Quad Agent, but in a way that feels intuitive. You know, it's funny. When we first built Claude Code, we thought people would just use it for coding. But we learned so fast that people were using it for everything.
I love that. It's like when the App Store was created, the makers probably didn't imagine an Uber or a TikTok coming out of it. We're all figuring this out together, even the creators.
Precisely. I have my own hypotheses about what people will use Cowork for, but I am fully expecting to be surprised. And I hope I'll be surprised. The journey is about discovering what people really want to do with it, even if it's not what we designed it for.
Okay, so let's get our hands dirty. What are we looking at? Paint a picture for us. How does this actually work?
All right, so imagine you've downloaded the desktop app. Right now, it's for macOS with Windows on the way. You have a few tabs, chat, code, and the new one, Cowork. The first thing you do is give it permission to see a specific folder. By default, it can't see anything, which is a key safety feature.
Got it. So I could point it to, say, a messy folder on my desktop.
Perfect example. Let's say you have a receipts folder. You can just type, I have a receipts folder. Can you rename the files to match the dates on the receipts?
And it just understands that? It reads the receipts and renames the files?
It does. It scans them, finds the dates, and reorganizes for you. And sometimes it'll even ask for clarification. We call it reverse elicitation. If it's unsure about something, like a receipt missing a date, it'll ask you what to do instead of just guessing.
That's so smart. So it's not just a blind tool, it's a collaborator. But you said renaming files is just the start, right?
Oh yeah, that's just the warm-up. The next step is where it gets really interesting. You can then say, great, now put all this information into a spreadsheet for me, and it will generate an Excel file right there on your desktop.
Okay, that's cool, but what if I work with my team in Google Docs?
Even better. You just tell it, actually, can you make this a Google Sheet instead? And this is where the magic of a true agentic AI kicks in. It will literally open your Chrome browser.
Wait, it's taking control of the browser? For our audio listeners, what's happening on the screen right now?
Quad's taken the wheel. It opened a new tab, navigated to Google Sheets, created a new sheet, and is now typing the receipt data column by column right into the cells. It can see what's on the screen and interact with it just like a person would.
That is wild. It's actually formatting the spreadsheet right now? It noticed a mistake it made and is correcting it. It's like watching a super fast assistant at work. So could it then, I don't know, email this sheet to my finance team?
100%. You just say, can you open Gmail and send the sheet to Amy? It will open Gmail, compose a new email, type in Amy's name, paste the link, and draft a message. It's interacting with the world.
Okay, I have to ask this because I know people are thinking it. Someone's going to say, but that's so slow. I could do it faster myself. What's your response to that?
Yeah, of course you can. For one task, you're probably faster. But that's not the workflow. The real power comes from parallelism. I'll kick off 5, maybe 10 of these tasks at once. While Cowork is building that spreadsheet, I've got another task running to research podcast ideas and another one organizing a different folder. You become a manager, tending to your quads and making sure they have what they need.
It's a completely different way of working. You're not doing the tedious stuff, you're orchestrating it. But with all this power, taking control of my computer, how do I know it's safe?
Safety is everything. It starts at the model layer itself. We're an AI safety lab first and foremost. We do work in alignment, mechanistic interpretability, literally studying the model's neurons to ensure it's safe. Then there's a whole virtual machine running under the hood to sandbox its actions, plus deletion protection, so it asks before removing any files.
That's incredibly reassuring. So looking forward, if we're recording this in January 2026, What does this world look like in January 2027? What are people using Cowork for?
Oh, geez, a year is an eternity in this space. The models are changing exponentially. But if I had to speculate, a year ago, I predicted that by now, Claude Code would be writing 100% of my code. And for the last 2 months, it has. I haven't written a single line by hand.
Wow. So you're saying a similar leap will happen for everyone's office work?
I think so. All the tedious stuff, shuffling data between apps, formatting reports, chasing down status updates, the model will just be able to do it. It's scary in some ways, but it's exciting because you get to focus on the work you actually enjoy, and everyone becomes so much more productive.
I love that. Now, you mentioned Claude Code, and you had a post that went absolutely viral about your personal setup. What's the biggest secret to getting the most out of these agents?
Ah, yeah, my surprisingly vanilla setup. The most important tip, number 13 in that post, is to give the agent a way to verify its output. It's like taking the blindfold off a painter. If you ask it to build a website, give it access to the browser so we can see the website and fix its own mistakes. The results are infinitely better.
A feedback loop. That makes perfect sense. And what about that claude.md file you mentioned? That sounds like a superpower for teams.
It really is. It's just a text file that the whole team contributes to. Anytime Claude does something incorrectly or needs to know a rule about our specific project, we add it to the claude.md. You never have to explain the same thing twice. The AI's knowledge of your project compounds over time.
So always use the best model, like Opus 4.5, create that team knowledge base, and give the agent a way to check its work. This is just incredible. The ultimate tip seems to be just get your hands dirty and try it.
That's it. There's no one right way to use it. It's like one of those choose-your-own-adventure books. Just start playing with it, see what's useful for you, and find your own workflows. It's a very free-form creative process.
Boris, this has been an amazing look into the future of work. Thank you so much for sharing all the sauce on both Cowork and Claude Code. It's clear this is going to change everything. Thanks for coming on.